From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. 15 civilians killed by purported government barrel bombs. At least 15 civilians were killed in barrel bomb attacks by suspected government helicopters on a rebel-held district of Aleppo on Saturday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that government aircraft had dropped two explosive-packed barrel bombs minutes apart on the Mahdi district of eastern Aleppo. According to the group, the strikes hit near a tent where people were mourning those killed in a barrel bomb attack on Thursday in a neighboring district, where 15 people, also among them 11 children, lost their lives. The observatory said the Syrian government and its Russian ally are the only ones operating helicopters over Aleppo. The government denies that it uses barrel bombs. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that the situation in Syria has dramatically deteriorated since the brief oasis of calm that followed a ceasefire agreement in February. Mr. Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in Geneva about their renewed efforts to end the fighting in Syria. And then Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters.
We don't want to have a deal for the sake of a deal. We want to have something done that is effective and that works for the people of Syria, that makes the region more stable and secure, and that brings us to the table here in Geneva to find a political solution.
Meanwhile, residents of the domestic suburb of Diriyah are fleeing, leaving a community in ruins from fighting. Afghan officials say Taliban insurgents overran and captured a district in the country's east following heavy fighting with Afghan security forces that left several police and militants dead and many more wounded. Officials told reporters Saturday that the militants captured a district in eastern Paktia province. Authorities say security forces have since withdrawn from the area. This is